Minnesota Department of Health epidemiologist Karen Martin notes the biggest change is that the recommendations are no longer COVID-specific.
While the guidance does seem like a significant cut in restrictions, what it's actually doing is it's actually broadening the recommendation to include any respiratory illness.
The MDH will follow the CDC's guidance, with Martin noting that individuals can resume normal activities after 24 hours if they no longer have a fever without the aid of medication. However, Martin says while the new guidance is a great way to treat most respiratory illnesses, COVID-19 is still different than the flu or RSV.
And there are populations that are at higher risk, especially older and those who are immune compromised, but we are in a different place now than we were a couple years ago.
Martin notes that due to previous illness or vaccinations, many individuals have developed immunity to COVID-19, reducing the likelihood of hospitalization or death. Nonetheless, the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices now recommends individuals ages 65 and older get another COVID booster shot this spring. With this Minnesota Minute, I'm Tasha Radel.